Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Lynn, and we are A Coffee Break
with Cat and Mom. Welcome back to our podcast. Today is episode 7, and it's going to be Thanksgiving edition. We have a little turkey. If you're watching the video podcast, we have a little turkey because we don't have any Thanksgiving decorations. But tomorrow for us is Thanksgiving. You guys are going to be listening to this on Sunday. So
happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. First, we are going to do our coffee review of the episode. So every podcast episode, we review a new coffee shop. And then we come on here, try it, and then just tell you how it is. And
yeah,
a little bit about that coffee shop. So today we went to Seaview Bagel, which is
on Singer Island.
Yes, which is on the island, and that's in West Palm.
And I think there's only one. It's owned by the people that work there. So, and we've been told to try their coffee cake, which doesn't look like a coffee crumble cake.
Yeah, and then we thought it was a chocolate chip muffin, but it's a pumpkin chip muffin. And I got an I've never tried Irish cream, so I got an Irish cream coffee.
And I got a English toffee, which I don't like too sweet stuff, so we'll see how that goes. We had to add our own milk, though. Is it good?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I tried it before I mixed it, and I was like, whoa. And I think I got just, like, the creamer. But
the coffee's strong, so we're going to be up for a little bit. So this is awesome.
And it's just, like, it's right on the beach. So it's a nice place to stop by and grab a bagel or breakfast before you go out on the beach.
They have bagels. They also have breakfast sandwiches and stuff, and they make it all there. I mean, their bagels are made there too, because he was bringing some new ones. So okay, let's try this coffee, whatever, crumble cake. Like, there's a couple of fishermen that were there this morning before they head out, and they told us to have that. So oh my gosh, it's so good. I have another bite.
That's a really good
muffin. It's breakfast time.
I don't think I've ever had like a pumpkin chip muffin. That's amazing. I didn't think chocolate and like pumpkin would mix well, but I love it. Let me try yours.
Okay, this is the bomb. We're gonna have to tell those gentlemen that they were right.
Yeah, and that chocolate chip really muffin is amazing.
Okay, one more bite.
So we have some funny story times with throughout the years of us celebrating Thanksgiving and a lot of traditions.
Yep.
But there are some stories that I don't even know yet. So you guys are gonna get my raw reaction to these stories because apparently they're pretty crazy. And we're also going to touch on how, like, change throughout the holidays is really hard for a lot of families and how the holidays can be pretty hard, especially around this time of year. So we'll touch on that a little bit. And, yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy. And then go ahead and follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And if you guys would like us to talk about a certain topic or just want to give us
Some feedback.
We are very open to that.
We love to read your stories after our podcast. Some of you are messaging us, and we love this.
Yeah, the feedback
is
awesome.
Stephanie. Yes. You're so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I should start since I'm older, right? I'm your mom. So you guys may know by now I'm French-Canadian, so I'm dual citizen. But our Thanksgiving is completely different than the American Thanksgiving. It's not a big production. It's a Monday off, and then you still go to school, you know, on Tuesday. You have school the Friday before. I've always celebrated more so on a Sunday, just turkey dinner with my family. And we're just talking like turkey, mashed potatoes, you know, vegetables, salad, whatever. Not the whole, like I said, production. So when I first came to the United States to go to school.
Wait, isn't it in October?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah, sorry. It's the first weekend of October. Yeah. First Monday. Day of October, or first full weekend, whatever. So when I first came to the United States to go to school, I didn't, you know, like we didn't have school, but not enough time to fly back home to Canada or our friends from, you know, Europe. There's like, what are we going to do? So it was kind of great because like, here in the United States, I just appreciated families were just like, hey, you know what, come to our house. And so for the 3 years that I had three Thanksgiving when I was there, I went to three different houses and our families, and it was so much, I mean, all different. And some were like decked out in Christmas decorations. Yeah. Some weren't, Some we had to help cook, some we didn't. It was just, and small family, big families, it was just, I loved it. I just loved the family. And the fact that they included all of us, like little homeless kids, you know, like we don't know where to go for Thanksgiving. So it was, I loved it. And I figured, I'm like, you know what, if I ever have kids later on in life, this is what I'm going to do with my kids as friends and things like that. So,
well, for me, when I came down to Florida from Iowa for school, I didn't have like my sister was off from Thanksgiving all the way to like January 8th or something like that. Well, I had, I think not even a week off, and then I had to go right back. And then, we'd have like reading week, which is studying, and then finals. So I wouldn't have time to fly back for Thanksgiving, come back, and then fly back for Christmas break, because it's just dumb and expensive. So the first year I came here to the condo, because my grandma was here, and
she kind of just did she not make you a turkey?
I don't really remember what we ate, but I know she just made a bunch of food, and we did like a mini Thanksgiving here. And then we did that before I went to my roommate's Thanksgiving. So we did like a pre-Thanksgiving with my grandma, and then I got invited by my roommate to go to her family's Thanksgiving, and she's up in Sebastian, and she lives in a small town, very small town, and everybody knows everyone. So they took me to all the spots, and like half the town, I swear, does this turkey trot in the morning where they walk to this little bar or run, or I took a golf cart with my roommate. We did not actually run. And, everybody comes. There's like so many people, and they all bring their own food and drinks to share with everybody. And it's like this long table at this person's house. And after the race, we all eat and just chill out with some mimosas. And it's so much fun. And then I went there 2 years in a row. And then at night, it's kind of the same thing. Like they have people who like don't have a family to go to, and they'll just invite everybody over and have like a big table of food, and everybody's welcome. And yeah, so it was really nice to get to hang out with her family for those 2 years in a row, and then just seeing her traditions. And that was my first time having a turkey cranberry sandwich, and they do potato bread, and wow,
oh my gosh,
that changed my life. That sandwich changed my life. Yeah.
Well, you've had turkey.
I don't think so. I never really liked.
Sandwich.
I never liked.
We've done those at home, but not with the potato bread.
Which I never liked cranberry, and then she was like, "No, you got to try it," and it was amazing.
Well, I remember. So your grandma, so your dad's mom, would make homemade cranberries. I remember growing up, even for Christmas with our turkey, it was like the canned cranberry, like the jelly cranberry. And oh my gosh, like we all love this. Your older sister, holy cow, she has her can on her own, on her side of the table, and everybody else has their own, you know, like the rest. But so I remember making sandwiches the next day with that, but I've never liked the fresh cranberry ones, but that jelly thing, I mean, it's probably, I don't even know, is it good for you? I don't know, but it's so freaking good.
Yeah, you just actually reminded me, my roommate's mom was doing like all the cooking and stuff, and I'm used to, like, we all cook together for Thanksgiving, and I love, like, helping out and stuff. That's just, like, one of our traditions, I guess. And I was, like, I kept asking her, like, what, like, can I help out with? What can I do? And she's, like, no, it's okay. Like, you don't have to do anything. And I was, like, no, like, I actually want to do it.
So. Like, I'm used to do this.
Yeah.
So I mean, nice. You just, I love to include, like, you know, of course. Okay, so how it all started in our family when I met your dad. We were engaged, but we were not married, and we were in this house that we rented, and it was not very big, right? But there was only his sister and his brother. And I think Wendy was there, I think. Anyway, and we were not like, you know, it was small and whatnot, but so we moved in together, and for all I remember is Thanksgiving's going to be at Patton Lynn's. And I was like, what? Like, I've never done this Thanksgiving. What? I don't even know you guys' traditions. I mean, I know nothing. That's not what we do back home. So I will always remember your grandma came. Obviously, you guys were not even in the picture, but came at my house. I think it was 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning to teach me how to. Well, first I had to prepare stuff for the stuffing. And I will say that the Meltish stuffing tradition is amazing.
No, I do remember making the stuffing with you every Thanksgiving.
Yes. But I had to prepare it the day before, and she came to help me out. And then because I don't like it, the one I mean, I wouldn't eat the one that's stuffed in. Like your
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it separate. Yeah, yeah.
Your aunt and I would eat the. Well, I would reheat like the one that was not and the rest of it, the leftovers, and then reheat it and just eat it like on the side. But yeah, I remember it was so early in the morning, still in my pajama, trying to wake up and I have to sew the turkey after stuffing. I was just like, I had no idea. And your grandma was so patient and she taught me all the tradition, how they would do things. And like, I've never really eaten sweet potatoes and there's like a
sweet potato casserole. Yeah.
Yes. And over the years I switched it to something that, you know, I knew my family liked most. So we had that. And actually even my family in Canada loved that recipe. It's totally fattening.
What, when they do so like the marshmallows and the brown sugar and all that?
I don't put marshmallows. No, you guys like, don't like the one.
Yeah, I like it when it's just like the brown sugar and like the pecan.
And there's like maple syrup, and I would use the maple syrup from Canada, like the Quebec maple syrup. So it's just outstanding. But no, I would do my mashed potatoes. But there's so many. Like she would do the oyster cracker dish that I've never touched. I couldn't. But you know, your dad loved it. His brother loved it too. But so that's how it started. And then from that day on, apparently Thanksgiving was at our house.
Yeah,
it was,
and it was it. Big. It was big. Like, oh, it was serious bigger. Because we would do like the, I remember like the prepping the night before, and you get the china out.
Before, yeah.
You get the china out. You have all the napkins and like the table. What's it called?
Tablecloth.
Yeah, the tablecloth, and then, oh my gosh, it'd just be. Crazy, like the prepping. Yeah, no, yeah. It was,
well, because
it was
I remember doing this for Christmas in my own family, you know, when we would have your grandparents. So my mom, my dad's side of the family for Christmas or New Year's Eve, because Christmas Eve was always in my mom's side of the family, big party. But, and I remember her always, I would help her set up the table the night before. So that's why I wanted you guys to do that with me. And I remember your grandma Mona, so your dad's mom said like, oh my gosh, this is very fancy. I'm like, I have all this china. And all these beautiful plates, and I'm like, they're in like the buffet thing. I'm like, might as well use it, right? I mean, life's too short, and so that's why we use it.
The only time we used it,
yeah, well,
Thanksgiving, really,
Thanksgiving or Christmas, or you know, if we had a bunch of people, we're like, let's just use it. It's right there, right? So that's gonna be passed on to you guys. But anyway, but yeah, so we would do that job, but it takes like days to prep. But it got bigger and bigger and bigger because obviously the family got bigger. People wanted to come to our house, and we had moved at that point to a bigger home. Our first home, actually, where you were born. And then there's this one time. I remember we had a lot of friends.
Is this a story? I don't know.
No, that's the kick in the leg.
Oh,
so you know that story.
I know
the
story.
Her dad, my ex-husband, was an MMA five-time world champion, right? So we trained together. Obviously, he trained me, so I was pretty good. We had just like actually some videos
that
resurfaced last
yeah.
week. We're like, oh, my God. So I was in shape. But anyway, and in the middle of the kitchen, not sure why.
Was I alive then?
I don't think you were born. I'm not even sure.
Because I don't remember. I remember hearing about this a lot, but.
Maybe I was pregnant. Your sister. Maybe it's the same day.
I hope you were pregnant.
No, I don't know if we moved in. I was pregnant. So your sister must have been born. But anyway, maybe it was a year after the infamous story I'm going to tell you. But out of the blue, he sidekicked me in this, just like, on the low part, he knew exactly where to kick, right? And it was not hard. It was just probably a tap, but he knew exactly where. And his shin bone, like, it was just like a razor blade.
I got his shin bones.
He hit, I mean, and I dropped. And I screamed at that drop. And I've never seen your grandma mad before, ever. I mean, I've seen her irritated, whatever. She was an extremely patient lady. I mean, loved Grandma Mona. Mm-hmm. She turned around and, like, your cousins were there. So my niece's nephew on his side of the family, he was the youngest of the family. So they're all pretty much older than you, but she blurred out his entire name, like all of the names. And then, so I'm guessing, I don't know if it's the same year because that was blurry, but so I had your sister, right, at the end of June. So we're talking June 25th. So this is literally 5 months later, brand new mom, still nursing. And at this point, we still had Thanksgiving for lunchtime, right? So we always had a during lunchtime.
That we had was Thanksgiving during lunchtime?
Yeah. So it was, everybody was at our house around 11 and then, you know, like spend the afternoon, whatever, because, you know, everybody had other families. We flipped that after that year.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. So I have a newborn. I wake up early. I prepare all these things, right, all by myself. At this point, we were still doing the whole thing, right, your dad and I. And, you know, of course, you clean a couple of days before, you prep a couple of days before. Again, you're not there, so it's just me and your dad helping. We had friends coming over, again, the extended family, nephews starting to have kids and nieces and whatnot, so everybody's there. And I'm struggling at that point, only because, I mean, I did not have postpartum depression or anything, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
And, like you're a brand new mom, so I was struggling, and then got ready, everybody's here and stuff. I cannot make this shit up. I'm sorry. 22 minutes after they got in the house, not even starting eating, that everybody got in the house. And we said, okay, sit down, like dinner's, ready, like go get your food. They all left. They all did. 22 effing minutes. And I turned around and I looked at your dad and I said, where's everybody going? Like, is there somebody working? Yes, your grandma had to go back to work. She was a nurse. So she had to go back to work. Nobody came back. That was it. And I started bawling. I was exhausted. I came upstairs. I grabbed your sister and I was in the bed. And he's like, don't worry. I'm going to clean up for you. Just relax. I understand like what you've been through today, blah, blah, blah. And then he was done cleaning hours later, came back upstairs. I never went back down, came back upstairs. He's like, this is it. This is bullshit. People didn't even help clean. They all wanted leftovers, right? So he made little leftovers for everybody and stuff. And then he's like, "That's it. Nobody's getting the leftovers and this." It was just god awful. So I'm like, I am never doing Thanksgiving ever again. This is it. We're not doing it. So the following year stays that way. So, I mean, I bitched about this for like till past Christmas.
Did he get mad at that?
Yeah, he, I mean, we
understood. Who goes for 22 minutes?
And 22 minutes. And when they
left. Let me eat all the food and then just like dip.
And I remember just looking at your dad and said, like, did they just go in the car and coming back? Or they just going to, say hi to another family member or whatever coming back? They never did. It was 22 minutes. And we're stuck with
did
that.
Did anybody say?
No, everybody left. They were done eating. They left. They went to, like I said, your grandma had to work. And she apologized. I mean, everybody laughed because they all thought, like, what is the big deal? Why is she pissed off? Well, because why am I doing Thanksgiving? Nobody had newborns beside me.
Thanksgiving is about you just eating and then leaving. Like,
it was, I was so mad. Nobody even stayed for the football game to watch. I mean, nothing. They all took off. So
wow.
I'm mad. I was bitter for a whole year. Still, it's fine because, we still had our 4th of July, which is going to be eventually down the road. We still had the big party and whatnot. But so the following year, everybody's expecting, what time you guys are having Thanksgiving? And I remember your dad stood by me the whole time and said, oh, we're not doing Thanksgiving this year. Like, I don't know where it's at, but Lynn and I are staying home. Like, we're not doing Thanksgiving. And up until, I would say, the weekend before Thanksgiving, they still thought we were joking, and I wasn't. So your aunt decided, like, fine, I'll do Thanksgiving. And she had a smaller home for the whole family getting bigger to get in. She's like, we're just going to be cramped. And I said, don't care. I'm not doing Thanksgiving. So now I'm pregnant with you. Your sister is, I just found out I was pregnant with you. Your sister is like a year, almost and a half. And I go in and we took two vehicles because your dad knew what I was going to do. I came in, I counted 22 minutes and I left. I didn't even say thank you, whatnot. I took off and I went back home. And then I think that's that the year that they're like, oh, okay, I think we really did piss her off last year. Yeah. And your dad didn't stay much longer. He came back home. And from that year on, so then the following year when you were now also just maybe 5 months old and I had Isabella, I was 2 years old, we decided to switch it to late night, afternoon, night. And then so that people, because in my family, even if it's a regular, like, hey, come over on Saturday night and have dinner, everybody gets in the afternoon. We play cards.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a 7-hour ordeal. Like, you clear your schedule because that
whole
day.
Well, it's fun, though, because we play cards, we play games, we eat snack, we eat dinner, we play more cards, and we eat dessert, and, we drink some wine and whatnot. So I was used to this, right? So for me, it's like, okay, maybe because it was during the day. Maybe that was the reason.
But the football game, at least stay for the game.
So then everybody would come in to start watching the game, have some appetizers, because then we had moved at that point. So a lot of our friends, it's just me and, the four of us for Thanksgiving. Our family's, in Arizona. Okay, we'll just come to us. So now we had, family and friends. So it was big. So I think it's the year that we had people bring appetizers so that we could just kind of hang out, you know, watch, like, the Lanterns were there.
We
like,
did. Watched it. We would do appetizers for a while.
Yes. Well, you were still little at that. That was the big house. So you were still little at that time. But, and people would at least sit down, watch the game, eat. We still had a hard time making people play games at that point. But when we actually moved to the last house that we built, that's when it was like a whole, like, people will stay and play games and have fun and things like that. But, and at that point, it was so big. And, you know, everybody knows cost of living has got bigger. So I decided to just like, okay, I'll make the biggest thing, but somebody brings, let's say, the vegetables and
bring
somebody.
And I think that's how Thanksgiving should be, is everybody kind of brings their own thing. But it was a lot of fun. Remember we did one game with Uncle John, and it was the USA game. Like it was like, it was kind of like the
history thing. But
Are you smarter than a fifth grader type questions? And that was hilarious. Like, I think,
like, I think the Roberts were there too.
Yeah. I think, like, just doing the games after dinner.
We did loaded question, which could be very, I mean, if you play, depending on who you play with, could be very, very naughty. Very inappropriate. In one of, so Uncle John's daughter was there that year. That was our second home. And she did not want to be, I don't know if she was not comfortable. We were a huge group of people. Oh my God, the Carneys were there too. We were a huge, huge group of people. And everybody was totally inappropriate. We were all adults. And she kept answering something very
innocent
and nice. Yeah. And so she always lost because we always
knew who she
was. We're like, just say something funny for 1 second. Like, just, and then she did once and we're like, what? And then we laugh and she's like, that's why I don't want to play. She stopped playing the game. But it was so funny because she was just like, anything it was just so pretty and
like,
nice.
Like, you just knew exactly.
Like, Dawn, we know it's you. Stop it. You know, but yeah.
Wow.
So that's how my Thanksgiving story is. But it was always at our house.
Yeah.
So what, in all those years, like, you know, we've just talked about, like, from little to the different homes we lived, what are the biggest memories? What are the things, like, specific things you would remember?
Well, I think one, like, setting up was big. Because, like, that was, like, the behind the scenes of, like, all the hard work that actually goes into it. But cooking with you, for sure. And doing the stuffing. Like, I just remember the stuffing.
And then,
my gosh. And then when we did the pretzels with the chocolate, the Hershey Kisses on it. And I would literally eat all of them. Like, I think I was the only one that ate.
When we were dipping the chocolate.
There'd be no leftovers. Yeah. Dipping we do, like, dried apricots and we dip those
you
in the chocolate.
You and Uncle John.
Yeah, we'd eat all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, obviously, the iconic kids' table and Welch's sparkling grape juice.
The
we would drink, like, 6 bottles of kid wine in one night and felt so cool opening, like, a wine bottle. But you always had, like, fancy glasses for us, too. Mm-hmm. So that made it more special. And I remember one year our family friends would come over and Keanu...
He was my godchild.
So yeah, he was my older sister's age, so 2 years older than me, and he was a very good wrestler. And he had a cut while Thanksgiving was happening.
Most wrestlers have to, actually.
I'm over here on my 4th plate with, like, mashed potatoes, stuffing, mac and cheese, some turkey, ham, and he's watching me stuff my face while he could only have, like, 2 slices of turkey. And, like, some vegetables. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I feel so bad. But he literally, like, could not eat anything.
No, he was
like, that was the true test. I think that shows how, like, strong he was and how dedicated he was because he did not touch any of the food.
Your dad would say that's what wrestlers do, though. So it's,
yeah, I mean.
You were talking about ham. I have to say something about the ham. So our very good friends, again, shout out to Sue and Tim Shimbori. Tim had. And I still do the ham that way now. A recipe, and it takes like almost a whole day because it's at very low heat in the oven. And one year it was the first year, I think, that they came and they did the ham. And your grandma Mona was just like, oh my gosh, best ham ever. And then every time after that, if Tim would come, even if it was the middle of the year, she would ask, is Tim coming? Would he make the ham? It was super good. So one year when our last house was being built, we were in a little rental. So we couldn't really have people over. So we hosted, like we did Thanksgiving, but at the Lantrum. So shout out to Kristen's beautiful home. And we were there. So we brought all of our food. We made it there and stuff. And Sue and Tim could come that year. I think they were in their family or whatnot. And somebody else made the ham. Your grandma. in front, and I'm not going to name who made the ham, but she was sitting at the table. She's like, well, that's not Tim's ham. Ew.
Sue said that?
No, your grandma.
Oh.
And whoever made the ham was at the table. She's an amazing cook, but she doesn't do ham, I guess.
Wait, yeah.
So anyways, it was, and we were like, oh, and your dad's like, Mom, like, please. She's like, yeah, but that's not Tim's ham. Okay. Move along.
Yeah.
So I remember that too. Sorry.
That's because the ham was amazing.
The ham
was
amazing.
Recipe?
It's Tim or his dad, one or the other. And, you know,
that ham was good.
Grandpa Schimbori.
Because I like the ham. I like the ham, like, unpopular opinion. I don't know if this is a hot take, but I am not really a big fan of turkey. Like, I always go for the ham on Thanksgiving. Like, my plate will be ham, not turkey. I'll maybe have, like, one piece of turkey. But the rest of it's going to be ham.
I will do the turkey maybe the day of, but the next day I'm totally into the ham.
And then I'm, like, mostly just the mac and cheese. Love the mac and cheese. And then when you do, like, the baguette.
Yeah. Well, the mashed potatoes, I make it the way... Oh my gosh.
Those mashed potatoes are good.
In the Miletich family, like, it's pretty much, do you want potato with the butter? Your aunt kept on making me put butter and butter and butter. And she was the one, rest her soul, she's the one that was making the real pumpkin pie, because I don't make pumpkin pie.
She'd bring an extra one because...
For Isabella.
Bella, because Bella loves pie.
That was her pie, and eating in it, your dad would try to steal pieces, and it would be like a huge argument, but I would make all the other pies and all the other things.
Oh, and I'd help you with that, too.
Yeah.
I could. Apple pies. I mean, I don't think you'd ever let me touch, like, the actual, like, laying the pastry over it. But
well, maybe today I would.
No, I do remember, like, I think the best memories are the cooking, like, and the baking before, and then we'd have, like, our little aprons on. But would we put the Christmas decorations up?
No.
The day after, right?
Yes, because your older sister, Isabella, she would have a freaking heart attack if she would see anything Christmas for Thanksgiving. We did it one year because we were having a lot of family member coming over very shortly thereafter, and I was not going to have time. So we had, I think, one tree up. That's the year that we had, like, I think, five trees in the house, but... no, if you cannot listen to Christmas music, no Christmas movies,
until
no Christmas,
the day after Thanksgiving.
Nothing until Thanksgiving.
Except
is over.
I never followed that because
she's
why not extend
person.
The joyful holiday even longer?
Oh, no, possible. But I will say, though, the Friday morning, because, you know, I went shopping, I think, one year. That was before, I think you guys were babies. I left. Your dad was like, I am not going. And I was like, I'm never doing this again. That was like the dumbest thing ever to go shopping. I mean, maybe if you're a big group and you have cocktails and whatnot, it's funny. But I mean, to wait in line 55 minutes to buy a little tiny thing, like, it was not for me. So now that you can do it online, I would stay up. I would finish cleaning, drinking my glass of wine or champagne. You guys would be in bed. And then by midnight, I would be, you know, in the office buying stuff on the computer. So the next day, kind of rested and stuff, and we'd wake up with Christmas music, and Isabel would be like, oh my God, I can't believe that. I'm like, hey, Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah, no, I
Ben's coming up for
but
Christmas, for what, the,
yeah,
the
like
decorations.
The day after. What I see Thanksgiving and Christmas as, like, it's a season. Like, that's why they call it the holiday season. I see them as, like, they're a joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like
I think
a joint
it's
holiday.
Of.
It's a joint holiday. Like the joy starts the day after Halloween.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the first time I went as a student here and the family, the Christmas dust was up. So I thought that's how it worked. Like, oh my gosh. And then the following year going to another family and they were in Ohio and there was no Christmas thing. The next morning we had to help make the tree. And I was like, oh, this is, okay, different, you know? So I didn't know really how it works. But for Isabella, like, at a certain age, and I don't think I've ever done the Christmas tree anyway before because I was by myself doing everything. I didn't have a chance to do that. But I don't know, I mean, where it started that she's like, this is Thanksgiving. Like, we're going to do Thanksgiving, and then you can put your...
No, and I love Thanksgiving, and I love Christmas. But again, I see it as, like, a season. And I don't know, crazy Christmas people seem to be the happiest people. So there's a reason why.
but I always remember, like, when we would wake up in the morning and then, you know, obviously now that it was like more like a late afternoon dinner time. So I did not have to start at 5 a.m. to make, you know, to get everything ready, which I usually would have everything prepped the night before. Anyways, like the potatoes were already peeled and in the water and whatnot. But we would always start with a mimosa. Or even if my mom wasn't there to help or somebody was not there to help me, I would start with a mimosa. And then the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
This is something
the
for me. And, you know, Santa's coming at the end. And I know when you guys were, like, getting
older. Rockettes.
The Rockettes. That's the thing. Like, you guys would start playing and leaving, like, the Rockettes on TV. And
no,
everybody was in the living
room.
No,
it was, like, every single year we have the Macy's Day Parade up. Mm-hmm. Even when I went to my roommate's Thanksgiving, I made sure we had the Macy's Day Parade up. And
your grandma
in
Canada watches it.
Yeah, it's just such, like, that is such a big, like, the prepping of Thanksgiving while we're cooking and stuff. That's always on in the background.
And like, then it's the American something something dog show.
Yeah, the dog show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what we do. And then it's football. And it's like...
Bella, back to Bella, I think why she's like so big on not celebrating Christmas till after Thanksgiving is because Thanksgiving is like her favorite holiday.
Yeah, it is.
Like she loves Thanksgiving so much.
Yes.
But... Just and then, add that
and
in there.
When she was in college, it was also really good for her because
she could come back.
Yeah, they were done. I mean, she was a student athlete, so actually she couldn't. I mean, she would have been home like this Monday, like the Monday before Thanksgiving. So up until, like we said, like right after New Year's Day, because then she had to go back to camp. But so that for her, that was like, you know, huge for that. And but yeah, but I'm glad that, you know, you guys grew up also with your best friends with Shimbori, like big on playing games and this and that. So you guys always,
yeah, we
would go to friends' house, bring games with us, you know.
And, we were younger, after eating, like the adults would do some sort of game and the kids would go play like apples to apples downstairs in the basement, or just go hang out down there and play Just Dance to burn off all the food.
Now, even with Amelia, who's younger, she's obviously grew up with older sisters, so she's not like your typical 11-year-old. First, she's so tall, doesn't look 11, but she's a little quick-witted on a few things, so she can actually join some games, maybe not the ones that we would say naughty things, but besides that, I mean, she catches on and she wants to play.
We'll definitely be doing card games this year, but now that we're talking about, like, this year and last year, has it been, like, 3 years now?
What? This is
that Thanksgiving has been different?
Well, no. So, your dad and I separated in 2020, mm-hmm. October of 2020, so right before Thanksgiving. So, that was the first Thanksgiving different that I said, you know, for me, it's very important to keep tradition. And I like you said, well, I mean, I love to cook. I've done this for, like, you know, 15, 16 years. That was my thing. So, close to 20 years. But anyway, so it was, it was with your dad for over 20 years. So 20 years. For me, it was like kind of hard. I mean, I know it was hard on you guys because you were still at home. You were in high school at that time.
Yeah.
So everybody was home for Thanksgiving. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. Do I do the same thing, but it's just us and you need to go in your dad's family and this and that. And I was like, I'm going to be by myself. It was kind of hard, but, my, you know, dear friend, my best friend, Angie Graves, and her husband, Sean, who always have, they have a big family, and they have, like, actually, they cook two turkeys, and because there's lunch and dinner, so you watch football in between, and then you start eating
again. That's really an all-day thing.
Yeah, it is an all-day thing there, and then, so they said, just come over, you know, when the kids go in their dad's side of the family, just come over, and so instead of being, so I brought more of the side dishes at that point, and then they love my cooking. So Hannah, their daughter, would be like, okay, Hannah, can you do this and this and this and this? So I would have to bring this with me. But but I would make a special breakfast.
Yeah, that's
a French flair special brunch.
It would be like our, because I love the Easter brunches that you do. So I was like, let's do that. Because at night, we were going to my uncle's house. And
late afternoon. Because at night you would be back with
them. They do like a very early dinner, I will say. And so you did like, the deviled eggs, the baguette with like the brie,
cheese, like a charcuterie kind of board.
Yeah. And then
shrimp salad and caprese salad and stuff. So, like, it was really much French Italian flair. But
yeah. And it was like hard because it's for my whole life. That's like the tradition that we have. And like back to what I said, like how holidays can be hard for a lot of people just because like traditions can change and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was really hard to get out of that, like what like we consider normal. But, I don't know, I think we started a nice tradition now doing morning, like a morning brunch. And then at night when I'd go to my uncle's, he always, like him and my dad always have crazy stories to tell. Like
that was throughout all the
it'll
years.
It'll be like 2 hours of just like the craziest stories. And you're like, there's no way my dad and my uncle actually did that. Like,
oh, your grandma at Thanksgiving, and she would sit there and she would laugh too. And you could be like, I don't even know how, why, how you guys still alive. I mean,
yeah.
How's this even happening? And we would just look at your grandma like, what? She's like, clearly I was not watching that. But that
yeah. And yeah, I actually love to have my uncle on this because one of his stories was how he like rode a motorcycle through the high school,
yeah.
the middle school, probably the high school. I hope not the middle school, but, I wouldn't be surprised. And I was just like, and that's not even the craziest
car
one.
In the quarry.
Yeah.
In the, yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah,
there are parties at like Duck Creek Parker.
And then they laugh and they would laugh and then you would laugh because it was so funny. Even if you didn't understand the story, you would just laugh because their laugh was, you know, hilarious.
But, yeah.
So yeah. So that was like a kind of,
but it was definitely hard the first year getting out of that.
And then you guys came back to the graves and then we would play games. And so then after that, we did it again the following year. And then you were here. No, that the following year we were here, I think. But your sister came with me and then your dad had moved. So we would just, she was trying to say hi to everybody. I would go with her and then we would just hang out at our friend's house. So this year, trying to keep that, you know, because this is where we're living right now. This is not a permanent home. You know, this is for sale. So we are, you know, moving, we plan on moving into what would be our permanent home. And I want to start that again to cook and do the whole turkey thing, but
yeah, get people down
to visit for that and, you know, family, because, you know, like when you're a split family now, like there's Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever. And I'm more a Christmas person. Your dad's more Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we might have to, you know, split all this, but I think our new little tradition of like special breakfast and then a brunch and then do like turkey or whatever in the afternoon. So this year I offered the kids here. I said, do you guys want me to do the whole turkey? The thing is like, we already know in our side of the family, not with Bryce, her boyfriend, he lives here too, but I don't know about him, but I know our side of the family, like I said earlier, on my mom's side, everybody is very close. The whole family is still there.
Yeah.
And now there's like, my cousins have kids and their kids have kids. So, you know, my niece. And so we are doing a huge, huge family. I mean, it's going to be ginormous and everybody's bringing something. And that's before Christmas, the weekend before. So we're going to have turkey there. Then my mom's going to make turkey for Christmas. And this and this.
So yeah, like, lots
so
of turkey.
Do you want me to do turkey again? Or I could have done a ham or whatever.
Yeah.
And then one of our favorite restaurant here is
Frigates.
Open. Frigates here in North Palm Beach.
And I think a lot of restaurants do this around, like, around here in this area. Yeah.
I just didn't, I couldn't believe that they were open because in Iowa, nothing is open on Thanksgiving. And they're open.
It's
I
like
called
buffet.
To make sure. I said, are you guys for sure like open this and this? He's like, yeah, we are until 4. I think it's 11 to 4. Anyways, we're late afternoon. We made reservation and, oh my gosh, it's a brunch, buffet, lunch, whatever. And it has
everything, like everything you can think of here,
but they do sushi there. So that was the one thing that kind of got us.
Oh, wait, isn't there sushi on the buffet too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it's on there. There's a lot of seafood. There's this and that. So I had you guys look at it and you're like, yeah, we want that.
You know, yeah. Very untraditional Thanksgiving, but it's going to be nice to like, there's
something
a lot of people there that like, aren't going to have a place to be. And it's just going to be, I don't know. I think it'll be a good group of people.
But
there.
We'll see. I mean, it's our first time. I'm not saying like next year I'll make the turkey and whatnot, but just something different and fun to do.
Cause
this
we just
year.
Moved here. So we're just very unprepared for a Thanksgiving.
Well, our life is in storage. So anything that I own to make this, everything, I mean, we have the basic stuff to cook here, but you know, I mean, I could make it work. Don't get me wrong, but,
but we're still going to do the tradition that we started with the morning,
the morning
brunch,
stuff,
like the little morning charcuterie board and stuff.
And relax and watch. I mean, there, I know we're going to sit outside. We're going to watch football and whatnot, and we're going to come back and relax. And there will be mimosa first thing in the morning, but that tradition never changes.
Yeah, but if you're listening and you're struggling with, like, the change of the holidays or traditions and stuff, at first it's going to be weird, but eventually like, you can start your own traditions or new traditions. And, I mean, that's, I think the best thing is just starting your own thing.
And as a parent, if you are a parent and you, I mean, you know, I've read a lot after, you know, to help me after I got, you know, after we separated and then got divorced. It is hard. It's hard all the time to see your kids leave and go to, you know, your ex-spouse, his family, and you're just like, oh my gosh. And I'm pretty sure your dad feels the same way too. Like, oh my gosh, like they're with them and I'm not with them and this and that. It's really heartbreaking. It doesn't get, I mean, I don't want to say it gets any easier. It's not easy. I don't think it will ever be. But, you know that they're loved and they're happy. And if they didn't want to go, they wouldn't go. And then they come back and they come to your house too. So they love you too. You know, it's just, it's a lot to take. But it's work in process, I would say. Mm-hmm.
But other than the traditions, it can also be very hard around the holidays because, I mean, almost everybody has lost a loved one. And Thanksgiving was my dad's side of the family. And it would be my grandma and my aunt would be there and they would bring food as well. And they both passed away. So that's also really hard is just after they passed, just readjusting and having that like seat that's not filled. So that's very hard to overcome that. But we know that they were with us that day, just not in person.
Well, I know your aunt's probably going to look at me from above and say like you still did not make a stupid pumpkin pie lid. I know she will, because she would every year up until last year she would say like, you're not feeding your kids, I need to make the pumpkin pie. I'm like, I feed my kids, I just don't make pumpkin pies. It's just like that's what it was. She was, and she loved a lot of the food that I make, and I would drop it off at her house, but it was just like, I don't make pumpkin pie. So she would always tease me about that.
And she was the pumpkin pie queen.
She's a pumpkin pie queen. So, but yeah.
So just, I mean, everybody goes through it, unfortunately, but knowing that they're still there with you.
Yes.
I would need to touch on that because it can be very hard around the holidays for many people because of that.
And I mean, you can send us, you know, text and messages and whatnot to us. I mean, we're not a therapist or anything like that, but we've been through this.
Yeah, we can definitely.
We lost my dad 6 years ago in September, and 3 months later, right before Christmas, we lost my brother. And that Christmas was extremely hard. And then my niece and my mom came to Iowa to be with us. And so
makes you hold on closer to the people, though, that are around you. And and I'm not saying that like it's a positive thing, but there can be positives that come out of it, and it can bring a family closer together, especially around the holidays. Hold on to those people that are near and
hold them tight a little bit more.
Yeah. But we'll move on to something a little bit more lighthearted to end with.
Well, we need to talk about Elf on the Shelf, right?
Yes.
Because if you have one, I don't know when yours comes over, but ours was on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah. And he always ended in the same spot, and that was on Christmas Eve. Obviously, he goes back to the North Pole that night, and he goes in the tree. That's his last spot as he's sitting in there. But that was a big thing, is every morning, or every Thanksgiving morning, my sister and I would get so excited to go find the Elf on the Shelf, and we named him Charlie. And we swore one time we saw his eyes move, which is a little bit concerning. But
very concerning. Get in the real wine or just the kid wine?
But we get so excited to go find him because Thanksgiving Day was the day that Charlie came from the North Pole.
I don't even know why I chose that day for him to come over. I have no idea. But we have a lot of stories about the Elf on the Shelf. So like during
easy to remember.
Yeah. We'll have a lot of stories about him.
And for the Christmas. Next episode, I think, is the start of the month of December is going to be holiday edition. We'll have topics and stuff, but we're big Christmas people, so we can't miss out on this opportunity to really make our podcast pop with some Christmas edition
and stuff. But I want to end here before we do a last little review and would you rather, is that there is a very funny, it was, so your grandpa was still alive. So clearly it's maybe like 8-10 years ago that this happened. We had Thanksgiving again, like that's at the house we built. And it was like a lot of people were there, a lot of extended family. No, actually it was not a really extended family. It was friends. We had more friends than extended family there. And my mom and my dad were down for Thanksgiving. That didn't happen every year, so that was kind of special for us to have them here. And my mom is an excellent cook, so she was helping. So we had the island, and then, right here was the stove and whatnot, and the oven, and we had another one on the side. So your dad had taken the turkey out. He's at the end of the island, and he was carving a turkey. That's his thing. He carves a turkey every year. That was his thing. It was my dad's thing when I was younger. So my dad's like, yeah, that's your turn. Whatever. So he's sitting at the table. Everybody is around the island, right? Because we still are munching on, you know, the rest of the appetizers that the Lindstroms had brought and stuff. So there's our friend, again, Tim Shambori, that's, you know, kind of slicing the ham. I'm in front of, like, the mashed potatoes and stuff. And my mom is waiting for the drippings from the turkey to finish the gravy, right? And we're chit-chatting, which I'm like, what the heck's taking so long? I mean, you have been carving for ever, right? And okay, so maybe we should add that. Maybe we have started drinking wine for a while. Okay, so maybe like your dad liked to say, like, maybe he was a little intoxicated. That's how he would say it. He was. But I mean, we were all kind of very happy, but maybe he was at a different level. I did ask him yesterday if I could say the story. He's like, sure, because it's funny every year that we talk about it. And
I don't think I've ever heard a detailed story.
So your grandma turned around, because now we're just like, even Tim was like, can we eat? Like, just like, everything's ready. Can we eat them? And my mom's like, well, I need the freaking drippings to finish the gravy. So she turns around. She's like, Patrick, where is the dripping? Like, can I get the thing? And he's just like, are you done with the turkey? And he turned around as he's holding the knife and stuff, right? So everybody kind of got quiet, because your grandma said, sometimes she's funny, she doesn't even know she's funny, right? So the way she said it was hilarious. And he turned around and he said, where's the turkey? And he was dead serious as he is carving the turkey with the instrument in his hand. And he's like, where's the turkey? And her face was priceless, because she was just like, is that real? I mean, what just happened? Dead silence for probably, I don't know, 10 seconds. And then everybody lost their shit. We were laughing, crying. We were just bending up. It was the funniest thing ever. And then he just turned around and continued talking, carving the turkey. It was like, did that just happen? So I just remember, I think Tim went around and was like, dude, the turkey's fine. He grabbed the pan to put the drippings in there. So every year, this is, you know, I don't think he remembered this until we told the story.
No, all I remember is you guys saying, where's the turkey?
Every year, there's this thing on Facebook that comes up, and I save the picture, and it says, you know, how to cook a turkey. And at the end, it's like somebody that's kind of had been drinking wine, and it's like, carve the wine and the turkey, whatever, something funny. And then everybody that was there or heard the story, all the comments, where's the turkey? Where's the turkey? Especially my mom and Tim and
iconic. And Sue.
It's an iconic
crazy
thing.
Inside joke.
Forever is his face really asking my mom, where's the freaking turkey, while he's carving the turkey. It was, that was priceless. So anyway, so that was my story.
I think that was all our stories. One last review of CBU Bagel. Very good. I ate the whole muffin while we were talking, but
there's not much left over there either, but this is very strong coffee. It's going to keep us awake for a while. So that's
very good. Go check out CBU Bagel on Singer Island.
Would you rather? Okay. So thanks.
Every episode we end with a would you rather.
Yes. So would you rather attend the Macy's Thanksgiving parade or the Rose parade? Rose Bowl parade New Year's Day.
Personally, for me, this is pretty easy, considering we just talked about how the Macy's Day Parade plays a huge role in our tradition. So, easy one, Macy's Day Parade. I'm going to go see Santa and the Rockettes.
Yes.
But that's all we have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed episode 8 and that you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Go check us out on YouTube, A Coffee Break with Cat and Mom, TikTok, @coffee_break, and Instagram, @coffee.break. Go like and subscribe, and our video podcast will be available on Spotify and YouTube. And we release podcasts every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
Awesome.
Yes. Love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.